Good afternoon and welcome to this annual service celebrating the work of the Down and Drumore and Connor Organ Scholarship Scheme. The scheme was set up over 3 decades ago to provide a means to develop the range of skills that are required to become a competent church organist, as well as the unique keyboard skills associated with the instrument itself. The individual who made the whole project possible, our most genuine year honour, was also very keen that those who were selected for the 3-year course should also be given some training in basic choir training techniques. Over the years, dozens of potential organists of all ages and from as far apart as Port Rush and Ballycastle in North Antrim, right down to Newcastle and Kilkeel in South Down, have availed of this wonderfully practical scheme. In recent years, much of the teaching has been based at Down Cathedral with Mr. Michael McCracken, who's sadly unable to be with us here this afternoon, parish, and here at St. Columba's with Dr. Joe McKee, who is our parish organist and choral director. This afternoon, we've invited this year's scholars to join a group of our own singers to lead the music in the service of choral evensong, a distinctly Anglican form of evening prayer where much of the liturgy is set to music. We're delighted that the choir will be accompanied by Mr. Alfred Casement from nearby Gilnahirk. Just before the service, we heard Tanya Zakara, a third-year scholar from Dundila State, playing a prelude by Bach. I hope that you can all stay for refreshments at the west end of this church immediately following the service. As chair of the Organ Scholarship Board, along with my colleague, the Honorary Secretary of the Board, Canon David Humphreys, I'd like to thank the family and friends of the scholars for the encouragement and practical support that you give to our trainee organists, not least to the drivers who bring many of them to their lessons and to the parents of those young organists who are under the age of 18, whom we require to have a parent or guardian present during the lessons. Often, a cold sit on a dark winter's night in a big empty church. In recent years, we have seen 2 of our scholars appointed organists in 2 of the largest parish church buildings in Northern Ireland, Beth Aiken to St. Mark's Dundila and Matthew Greenaway to St. Mark's in Portadown. Rebecca Wilson was appointed organist at Knockbeater Parish Church in Belfast while she was still a student, following the untimely death of the Knockbeater organist. Scholar Jack McComb from Killinchy Parish is currently organ scholar at Queen's College, Cambridge, while Ronnie Drury and Brian Clements, both behind me in the choir stalls this afternoon, have given terrific support to church music and continue to do so in both Bangor and here in Knock, where Brian is the assistant organist of this parish. Both are highly experienced choral singers as well as players. We're greatly encouraged when our scholars come through the scheme and leave equipped and eager to help support church music in whatever way in Vian. Before we sing our first hymn, I'd like to invite Canon David Humphreys, one of our examination assessors, to present Sean Turner with his final year certificate, having completed his 3 years in June past. Sean is a parishioner at St. Patrick's Parish Church in Ballymoney, and he's recently begun a music course at Queen's University in Belfast. I invite Sean to come forward now to receive his certificate with our very best wishes and heartiest congratulations. We stand and sing our first hymn, number 346, Angel Voices Ever Singing. Turn to page 101 in our prayer book. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him